the vacuum cleaner.
Okay, and what might you have to change in this vacuum cleaner once in a while when it gets full?
The bag. The bag, yeah.
Alright. You were talking earlier in an interview that you said a bucket was usually metal and a pail was usually plastic.
In my mind, yeah. And yeah. Oh, yeah, to me.
Okay. You might see this machine in some people. They might have it in their homes. It's to reduce the volume of their trash to get smaller.
Trash compactor, yeah.
Okay. What might you find in their alley for the trash?
That have these compactors?
No, just a receptacle.
Oh, garbage can. Okay. Garbage can. They vary from plastic to metal, like the old, the big heavy GI kind, or else they have the, you know, the kind you can buy at Montgomery Ward's.
What about these things that you might find at apartment complexes or behind stores, a large receptacle?
Yeah, the dumpsters. Dumpsters, they'll come and pick them up, make a lot of noise.
Okay.
There is one right outside my window. Truck every Monday and Friday. Doesn't care.
What do you call the man who is the head of a funeral home, or he is the man that takes, he's in the funeral business.
Uh-huh.
What is he?
He is the funeral home director.
Yeah, and his profession is a...
Undertaker. Undertaker.
And what's the car called that they'll put the casket in?
Purse.
Alright. And what would you call a building where people aren't buried underground, they might be put in this building. What is it called?
Mausoleum?
What are things that people will smoke?
Cigarettes.
And do you have any other slang names for cigarettes?
I've heard several. One a long time ago, people, you know, fag would, you know, call a fag, but nobody used that anymore, because since the term came to mean something else, you know, since then. Just a smoke, or a cancer stick, cough a nail, a few like that, you know.
Okay. What would you call an enclosed room designed to receive maximum sunlight?
Enclosed room to receive maximum sunlight. Let me envision this. I'm trying to think if I've ever seen one.
It might have big windows in it. And maybe even...
Oh, a sunroom? A sunroom?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, sunroom, yeah.
This is an informal room in the house for relaxation, like TV viewing or other recreational activities. What might you call it?
Oh boy, that varies from people's houses. Some they call it like their TV room or their den or their living room, you know. In some houses, like my house, you know, it's just a living room, you know. Mm-hmm. I've heard it called other things, I can't recall right offhand, you know, just the den and
maybe family room.
Yeah, family room.
Florida room, maybe.
Florida room, yeah.
Okay. What's the room where you find a toilet and sink?
A bathroom. Yeah,
but no bath or shower.
A bathroom. It's still a bathroom.
Even without a bath or
right,
shower.
Right, right. It's a, or, you know, yeah, people say, ask you, where's your bathroom? And they know they're not, you know, that's like saying, I'm going to wash up. You know, nobody goes to wash up. Mm-hmm. They do, but... They'll ask that and really want to just go use the bathroom. I'm going to wash up, you know. Yeah. Doesn't always mean I'm going to wash up.
Describe some stoves and furnaces that have